This is our Friday, December the 28th, regular session of Commissioners Court, our last meeting of the year. I'd like to welcome everyone. We'll start this morning with a few moments of silence, and then we'll stand for our pledges. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item one on the agenda is public comment. Is there anyone who would like to address the court this morning? We'll move on to item two, which is to consider and take action on the recording of payroll changes.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
The payroll changes are approved. B is the payroll.
Motion approved.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. Item C are the budget amendments. And we don't have any today. Item C does not require any action. We'll go to item D, which is our accounts payable.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item E is to accept for recording various Commissioner Court documents, including but not limited to the following: auditor's reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, other certificates. We do have some bonds and to go into the record. We also have a plat. At one point, Mr. Rodney Brandon had filed a plat that we needed just. We need to file a different plat. It's of the same area, but this is a different size. And he asked if we could go ahead and file this. And this, we've already approved this for filing once, but the apparently it was on the wrong size paper. Wrong side of the cul-de-sac.
And it was too small of a paper.
Okay.
Motion to approve the documents.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Ferguson to approve filing of those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item F is the JP Technology Fund expenditures, and we don't have any of those today. So item F doesn't require any action. Item G are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Ferguson to approve the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item H is to accept for recording the monthly report of the state and county tax summary.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve the filing of the tax summary. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's filed. Item 3 is to discuss and take action on usage of the road and bridge building, included but not limited to space for 911 and our Sheriff's Department stored vehicles.
Well, we need a motion to, for the sheriff to move the cars into the that building out back.
Yeah, y'all know which building.
Yeah.
We're going to put them in.
The ones farthest back.
Right.
Is that it?
Is there anything that it's ready for it, isn't it, Sheriff?
I checked last week and Lovell spoke with some buildings in there. I don't know if they're still going to do it or not. Which, I mean, we can work around that. Because they might even back it to something. We can work around.
Going to put millings in on the floor.
That's what Lovell told me when we first looked at it, said that they were supposed to put millings in there and they were supposed to put electricity. But when I checked last week, they hadn't done it.
I think he's fixing to start hauling those, so he'll probably get it. I move
for the 911 space. Can we discuss that?
We can move the sheriff vehicles, and then we can discuss 911.
I move for the sheriff to go ahead and move the evidence cars.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve the relocation of the stored Sheriff Department vehicles into the onto the 911, the road and bridge property. And Sheriff, you're aware which building the commissioners are talking about?
Yes, sir.
All right. Those in favor?
Aye. Do we need to get with the business that's storing those vehicles now and make them aware of this, or work out anything with them before we?
We need to make sure that somebody notifies them that we no longer want to lease from them.
Yeah, I'll talk to them. I'll terminate that rental agreement with them. Okay. Okay.
Is it going to take you part of the sheriff? Is it going to take you part of January to get your stuff moved? Or
no, they should be able to move it today.
Okay.
But I've got to set up, make sure I've got somebody there to move them. I've got to have a record search.
Well, I mean, being the 28th, we're probably going to owe them for January. Well, we can't just, you got to give 30 days notice and termination of a month-to-month lease, so. I'm just telling you, you got a few extra days.
Which road bridge property, is this the one that they made? What road bridge deal are we talking about?
The T&S tractor.
Oh, okay. How much is this going to save the county to it?
$400 per month. Okay. And that action has been approved. Now, Commissioner Campbell wanted to visit, too, about relocating 911 to the road and bridge building.
I have looked at this and just thinking that we could save some office space, plus use that down there for something else. So I know Miss Gina don't want to move, and I understand that. But looking at the business-wise of it, I'd like to see us to move her out there, but there's plenty of room for her. And she works for Road and Bridge on signs and the mapping, too. So I just thought it might be a good move to move her out there with them, and it would be more accessible to for them.
And this would be going inside the main building up there?
Yes.
So she'd have good office space?
Accessible to everybody that wouldn't have it, so ADA accessible getting in and everything.
I don't think we need to move anyone at the present until we actually do get into reconstruction courthouse or whatever we do. I don't see spending this expense or, you know, just something may not never happen.
What's gonna be the expense of moving her? What do we have to do out there?
there's probably not going to have to be anything done immediately, whatever, unless she wants a wall put on the front office area there, because they can utilize that counter that's over on the left-hand side. And that's where they can meet their customers. And then they've got that back office that's on back there a little ways, and she can set up her equipment in.
We got telephone and internet there? Adequate.
All we have to do is drop a line, that's it.
I think it would be an advantage, because then, you know, we brought this up several months ago in court. We could look at moving the
we're just going IT to department. The building and they're spending money that we don't need to spend yet.
Well, I don't think we're going to have to spend a whole lot of money if we have to spend any money at all or whatever other than just move. But we could then move our Ms. Kelly's office over there to that building over there, and she would have the room that she would need.
Now, you are talking about money then.
And it's not going to cost that much money.
Didn't you say earlier that was already...
She's six telephones already informed that she'll be nothing of expense.
Meeting and one would not be a very expense at all.
You going to move the server?
Yes.
And there's no... There's no big expense to that?
No.
She's six telephones already agreed to pull the line.
Special plug that Mr. Davis put in for me downstairs. Have two of them installed, and it shouldn't be very much expense at all.
What is very much at all?
I don't think it would even be $1,000. I don't know what he charged for the outlet, but to my knowledge, it wasn't very much.
Could you possibly transfer for those outlets from downstairs?
Possibly.
Save the expense there?
Mm-hmm. Possibly. Because they won't be used for anything else downstairs.
From your saying moving 911 out there should cost
$100,000. Oh, no. Moving 911 out there would cost us nothing. We've got the cable to drop it. A phone, and that's it. It's not. Moving them out there would be a little bit of nothing.
Now, I don't see where we'd have to do any kind of building, you know, structural-wise to move 911 out there. We just could utilize the space that's already there, and she'd have her privacy. She's there's an office already established.
How's she going to lock her stuff up, separate from the rest? It's going to have to be separated and locked up. It can't just be set out there. And that's the way it is right now.
Where are you proposing to put it?
Back there toward the parts, not in the old parts room, but next to the parts room there where that office is and that one behind the counter there.
Then you said
and that other officer she can also have next to it.
Then you said your original proposal this is it would be more accessible for the handicapped than the long range.
Yes.
You don't think that 911 building is handicapped accessible? I believe it. I mean, my first thought is that it is. I know that when you walk in there, the door's wide, and it's a gradual slant going into it. So,
yeah,
I don't think we've got any problem with the handicap accessibility.
I just think the 911 mapping department and the road and bridge kind of work hand in hand, and we're looking for office space anyway. We could free up one space by combining those two in a building that the county's already purchased out there. We've got plenty.
We also got to make sure that we keep room for them to have their safety meetings without. I mean, when the whole road and bridge crew gets together, they need that big area for everybody there when they have safety meetings.
Well, if they want to have a safety meeting out there, I believe they could go upstairs. There's plenty of room up there and up above that bottom floor there.
Mm-hmm. There's no place up there for them to meet.
It's a big area up there that's floored.
But it's got shelves. I mean, it's got shelves everywhere. There's no place for to set up chairs for them to sit down.
I believe they could.
There's going to be expense to move 911 because her stuff can't just be set out on there with the road and bridge go up there or just anybody that walks in. I mean, her stuff's going to have to be locked up.
Well, there's going
to be separated from road and bridge.
I agree. There's probably going to be an expense to it, but I don't think it's going to be that. I think it's going to be just a minimal. But there's always an expense to moving anything or doing anything. Basically, there's an expense tied to it.
Well, I know our
utilize the office space.
When you look at our facility improvements, we don't have any facility improvements to spend to move anything. I don't think. I mean, we're probably going to have to move some money over into facility improvements to put the roof on the courthouse. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I'm looking at is where's it? I mean, if it's only $1,000, still, where's it going to come from?
Well, we do know that we've got the FEMA money that's coming in also that we could possibly look at using a little bit of that. My comments that
well,
she
I can't see the purpose of doing it. That's what I don't. There's no purpose. I mean, we're not remodeling the courthouse at the present. Let's wait another year here and look and see what's going to happen.
Well, I think as far as Carmen's office goes, she's needing the space down there. When you go into her office and in her area, I just think we've been, you know, we've got the space out there right now. If we don't utilize it for what we're going to utilize it for now, it's going to be taken up by something else possibly or whatever. And, you know, Road and Bridge has moved out of an area that's not near as big as what they've got out there. I think they can. That was just my opinion. What I mean, I believe it would be a wise move right now.
Well, I mean, I don't. It doesn't make that much difference to me. I can see the point in having 911 out there at Road and Bridge. They make their signs and they, you know. I mean, if the commissioners want to move 911 out there, I'm certainly not. I mean, it's whatever the commissioners want to do. If the commissioners can build a consensus as to what they want to do. Now, the computer department's not on the agenda. And we discussed it a little bit, but we really can't take any action on that yet. I am going to say this. I think it'd probably help us all if we took some time and looked at all of our county buildings, all the property that we own, exactly who is where, and then maybe try to develop a long-range plan of what we wanted to do over the next 4 or 5 years to, you know, where everyone should go, so that we don't just move people sort of piecemeal and, well, let's move somebody over here now. And I mean, that's just my thinking on it. I'd like to see us all think about it, what our long-range plan is going to be for our county buildings.
Judge, could I say something? The last few years, the outside officers have written us up because of me being, or Carmen being, with the treasurer's office. We have written up every year. So, because we're together, we're not separated or anything like that. So, I don't know if you read your report, but it's in there every year where they say we shouldn't.
Yep, you're right. And I think too that we need to, in January, we'll know about the historical grant, and that'll drive some of our that will necessarily drive some of the decisions that we make after December. I mean, after those awards are made in January, as to whether or not we're going to accept the grant if we get it, and if we're going to do that work. And then what our needs are going to be in the future. I mean, we've added on, we've provided extra space for the sheriff's department and for the district clerk by adding the Porter building. And that's an asset, and that was a good project. But I just don't want to see us get too far strung out with all these buildings and not some kind of plan about where we're going. So I didn't mean to ramble on, but that's my general feeling about it.
Let's skip down and do number five while we're discussing this.
Okay. Item four is to discuss and take action to take bids on the courthouse roof repair. And we need to repair this roof regardless of what happens in the grant process with the historical commission. If we take the grant later, any money we spend on the roof will be matching funds. If we don't take the grant or we don't get the grant, the roof's got to be repaired anyway. This is basically the last major roof in the county that has not been repaired over the last 4 years, and it just needs some work.
Judge, before we discuss this, I'd like to recommend that we don't discuss any prices that we've got up here at this point in time, because it looks like we're probably going to have to go out for bid.
We are going to have to go out for bid.
So. Yeah, I was going to take those off. I forgot it.
Okay.
Roof erased one, but we didn't erase all of them. So we don't want that put out.
Well, we do have a copy of specs.
Right.
Specifications for the roof, but there's no pricing on it.
Right.
Judge, 70s.
On this roof here?
Yes.
I believe when that gentleman was in here from Austin, he said it was less than 20 years ago. I think it was like 18 years ago, because it had like a 15-year warranty on it.
Was that this roof?
Mm-hmm.
This roof here, yeah.
They done several.
Part we was in reference to. Right? He referenced the commissioner's courtroom across the hall. So at that time, he said that he had redone the roof.
And something where the fourth floor was with the DA's office on that side. You know, there's a range of water.
But I just remember he said it was done within between 15 and 18 years ago because it had a 15-year warranty on it. We were out of that 15-year time frame.
Okay.
So it's less than 20 years old.
Commissioner Ferguson, what are you, these bid specifications, what will they include?
Well, all of this. And, like we normally do, a bond.
Mm-hmm.
Performance bond.
But it's re-roofing every, it's not re-roofing the very top, is it?
The fifth floor, no, the jail.
It's okay. Not,
and I believe that must have been the last roof they worked on because it's in good shape, isn't it, Richard?
It's in fairly good shape as far as the build of the roof. The walls leave a little bit to be desired, but I don't think that you're getting water penetration in the building. Whereas the remaining area, all the lower areas are really saturated, as we showed up on the infrared scan. Get a lot of water penetration from the walls, windows, detail work in the walls, and all of that needs to have a complete watertight restoration on it as well as that offset up there, that copper offset flashing. Getting a lot of water penetration there. And the specifications is to do a complete removal, tapered insulation to give better drainage so you don't have muddy water up there, and a dense deck board provides it virtually a hill-proof type surface, really good solid substrate for the roofing system, and just complete new roofing system, flashings cut into the wall, covers and complete waterproof. All of the wall that would have anything to do with those lower sections of the roof. I think for budgetary purposes, probably won't divide that doing part of it now and maybe part of it later. The courthouse would look the same. We've changed the appearance of the courthouse as far as the waterproofing of the walls. Just make everything look nice, but not change the aesthetic appearance.
In other words, everything we're waterproofing, it's going to be above the last roof.
Yes, sir.
The first floor roof. And we're not going to touch anything, like the entrance or our wall, the tall walls, we're not touching those. Just the wall is over a roof.
That entire area that goes to the 60-foot level, the entire area around.
Like looking out to the commissioner's window, that area.
Like this wall here.
Yeah.
If I recall, the flex of damage that we obviously took to keep the computer in a certain place and there's something seems like one.
Yeah, I feel we have this infrared report, and it's showing these walls are full of water.
Yes, sir. The walls are taking out a lot of water.
Are y'all ready to bid it?
I am.
I think so.
I believe we need to do something.
When do you want to take the bids through? Thank you.
these specs finished and we get this cleared up.
Okay.
And have a cover sheet on it.
You want to take the bids till our January 31st meeting? That's the minimum. That's the minimum date. Will be the 31st to get it in the paper and the required number of times. And
that would have so.
Either the January the 31st or February the 15th.
If we take
that
bids,
gives us enough time. We're coming up on a holiday. I assume you're going to be putting it in the paper, posting or whatever. That'll give you the time next week after a short week to look at getting it in there and getting it all typed up and prepared. That would give at least 30 days for sure.
Okay.
On rush that I have on it is, the more dead winter we're getting. And if we get to, when can you start, Rich? If you receive the bid.
We probably start within 2 to 3 weeks.
How long is the overall project expected to last?
Probably looking at around 4 weeks.
So if we accept the bids on February the 15th, you can start around the end of February, 1st of March. So he's going to be working in March weather instead of February weather.
Yes.
Which he's, if he starts, if we open
it. Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, I'm just trying to study because we're fixing to have rains, more rains, and it's leaking in here.
Right.
Bad.
But like you said, we're not going to be able to start till the middle or end of February anyway, so.
It doesn't matter to me. It's going to be the middle or end of February before you could start anyway, Richard, if you get the bid award.
Yes, sir. We could start within probably 2 to 3 weeks of whatever y'all would be ready to get.
It doesn't matter to me. Y'all, we can meet the statute and cut bids off on January the 30th, or if the court wants it on the February the 15th, it does not matter to me.
It doesn't matter.
I think the 15th, that'll give us.
It'll give me a little more breathing
room.
Yeah,
I think we need to do it on the 15th.
Motion to accept bids through the 14th of February and open the bids at the February the 15th Commission Court meeting.
Second. That's bids to be received by the county judge by 5 p.m. on the 14th?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And advertise in Gilmer Mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going
to take care of that?
I'll take care of it.
Okay. Can we put that on the actual website also?
Mm-hmm.
That would not be an additional expense, but it would be out there or whatever.
Yes. Carmen, will you be able to get that on our Upshur website? Okay. The motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Crabtree, is to bid roof repairs on the courthouse with the specifications that are before the court now through.
Hold that thought just a second. When's the judges and commissioners conference?
We'll be back on the 8th.
Be back on the 15th?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
12th through the 14th.
Okay.
Accepting bids through 5 p.m. on the 14th. Opening bids on our regular session meeting of February the 15th. Those in favor of that action?
Aye.
That's approved.
January, not February.
Item 5 is to discuss and take action to provide office space for the fire marshal. Now, we do have a need here. The fire marshal is currently using office space in the sheriff's patrol sergeant's office. Is that where he is? So he's in the Justice Center. For some reason, I thought he was using space in the investigation division. And for the fire marshal, I think the options are we can move him out to, there's Road and Bridge building. There's the Rock building. And then we have the empty road and bridge office downstairs next to the commissioners.
The rock building, there's probably no place in it that we don't have to work out. Is there? No. I don't think there's any place.
That officer where the Crime Stopper used to meet. That's the officer.
Where who?
Where?
The Crime Stopper used to meet in there.
In the back. In the rock building?
Mm-hmm. Which office?
I don't know where the Crime Stopper met, so I'm. It's been before my time.
Which one back there at the back it is?
Well, so I still
have a bunch of stuff stored in there right now, but it could be freed up.
Is that the one where the JP's storing his records?
So.
Okay, well, we've already given that to them. I don't think that we, I don't know where they'll put their stuff if we take it away.
All that storage room?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's not near finished. A piece of plywood over the ceiling.
Didn't we put the fire marshal under the sheriff's?
That was my question, Sheriff. When we hired him, didn't you say you had room for him?
No.
No.
We had temporary room for him. My full intention was to put him out of the TS tractor building to the station and bought a plane for him. We had a building or a room downstairs on the second floor that you could utilize.
Yeah, I think it'd be best to move him in downstairs. The bridge moved out.
The thing from the fire marshal is he's handling your emergency management stuff and your waste management. So, I mean, he's picked up 3 jobs, and your emergency management, for me, needs to be tied closer to your commissioners, your county judge, and your sheriff. And the courthouse, to me, would be a feasible place. But the reason why I was interested in TNS Tractor because he has a trailer. Park that trailer out there and be behind the lock gate. Either way, you might park it somewhere. But that's what I was looking at. That rock building for me.
We can definitely give him access to the TNS tractor to store his trailer, access. Even if we put him in the road and bridge office.
That's my first. But to me, the courthouse is a sensible place.
Once again, Sheriff, if he's working under your authority, and you all are working hand in hand, it's kind of the argument I had or discussion I had with 911 being moved out there to Roden Bridge. Try and combine the offices that are working with each other, and if the fire marshal's working under your authority, I just feel like he would be better officed and housed either in the Justice Center or the Porter Building down there, where you all can communicate.
Well, if he's going to be doing emergency management stuff, I hope he discusses it with us before he spends the grant money. I hope that's an option.
Yeah, with that idea, I mean, I think having him here wouldn't be a bad idea, right? because the amount of emergency management things that I have to discuss with him and that I have to deal with him on a week-to-week basis.
You probably deal more with him than the sheriff.
But you know, here it is ironic. Here with Mr. Kuzel's hunting office, we couldn't give him no office nowhere in the courthouse. Now here you come up all at once and want to give somebody else office.
Yeah, but I fought for
yes, sir, I know you did.
And he got an office in the courthouse.
Well, finally.
It took 3 years. I don't think that's on the agenda, is it?
Well, I mean, we didn't own the tractor building either. I mean, the road and bridge was still
the road and bridge office. Yeah, you know. I think that's what they were wanting was a different thing. So.
And
Commissioner Crabtree and the county judge both knows that the emergency management coordinator is not working with the court. They lose money.
That's right.
But for these two, we lost money because our coordinator decided to go on vacation and leave them over to the bank. Here, he's in the building.
Sheriff, I'd like to correct you on that. I believe that the court as a whole realizes that.
Okay, and well, I appreciate it, but I appreciate your concern. But to me, the courthouse or TNS tractor in the courthouse would be more feasible for emergency management, which is a major part of his duty.
Does he have a desk and file cabinets, everything he needs to move?
No, sir. Actually, he's sharing a desk, and he's got a file cabinet, but he's sharing a desk.
So when we're moving, we got to buy a desk too? Or are you going to find him one?
Well,
I think there's one at the Rock Building.
I'll make a motion to put him in the road and bridge office. You find him a desk.
I believe if we're going to wait and evaluate everything after the first year, this also needs to be looked at for future reference or whatever, and make sure that we're not just jumping around and moving an office around. If he's already got a space to operate out of right now, if we're going to evaluate one office or offices, whatever, I think we need to look at evaluating all of them and make a decision based on what the what we decide to do at that point in time.
I second Crabtree's motion.
I think we've got a different situation. Now, we're moving him where he's sharing an office. We're not moving two offices. I think it's just a different situation.
Well, we can't move the two offices today because we, as it was mentioned, you know, one of those offices is not on the agenda to discuss. It's just freeing up some space.
Your emergency management also works with me and the child.
Any other discussion on it? The current motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Ferguson, is to assign the fire marshal the old road and bridge office on the second floor of the courthouse, and the sheriff provide him with a desk. That was part of the motion. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye.
I vote aye. So, do we go back to number three and 911? Miss Ophiel has walked in, and we have been discussing moving your department 911 out to the TNS Tractor Building. And is there anything you'd like to say? Would you like to comment on that?
I feel like that would be a bad move because our data is sensitive. We have the names and phone numbers of the residents that we provide for the emergency responders. And I don't feel like we can provide a secure environment for it. And then also, the office that we're in now is centrally located. We're the one of the first people that folks come to get when they come to Upshur County. And it's nice to be accessible to the courthouse and everything. We also have a drive-through window for handicapped girls, and, you know, it's just a, I think we're in a good place.
It was already brought before the court that we were going to. Basically, I thought we was going to wait until we evaluate everything.
I make a motion we table this for further discussion until after sometime in the next year.
Second.
To look at.
Okay. And I'll tell you what. So the motion is to table it. Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Crittenden. Those in favor?
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you what I'll do. We already know. We've already got a general feeling, I think, of where everyone is, but I'll go through the buildings and I'll make us a chart. So we've got something on paper written down we can all look at and make sure we know where everybody is and what space we got available. And y'all think be thinking about ideas. I mean, things that we might use our space for. Gene, I think you're probably going to get moved one day. And what I'm going to ask the commissioners to do is to consider that property, that old drive-through down there, as to what that property could be best used for. And if we want to keep the building, if we want to make it a parking lot, if we, you know, what we want to do with that entire property. So,
I'll make a comment. It's probably the most secure building we have. We could put treasure in it. But I think that she needs to be in the courthouse.
It is a secure building.
It's the most secure place that we have.
I don't care where I'm at, just so I have space to be able to do my work. And then I'm secure.
Yeah.
And see, Carmen worked for me. That's one reason she's still with me in my office. Otherwise, do something about it because, you know, she worked with me for years. I've worked with her nearly 30 years. There's a difference when you know somebody you work with and you haven't.
Well, I appreciate all the discussion on it, and I think we all need to have it on our minds and be thinking about it. And gentlemen, I appreciate a good year, the cooperation and work that everyone has put in this year, especially during budget season, and look forward to another year.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.